children love their screen time.
Screen time.
Yay!
But sometimes they don't.
Screen time.
Okay.
Changes in behavior may be a sign that our children have been exposed to inappropriate content or online bullying or predators. Pay attention to the sign. It's not too late.
Screen time.
Dad, help me.
Find more ways to protect children online from your local children protection agency.
Janganlah berani percaya, engkau pasti akan kesana.
Janganlah takut, dapatkan mimpimu.
Kau pasti bisa ubah mimpi jadi nyata. Ku pasti bisa ubah mimpi jadi nyata. Saatnya ubah mimpi jadi nyata. Ubah mimpi jadi nyata. Cibiran kata hanyalah angin berlalu. Aku beranikan diri dengar suara hati.
Janganlah
berani percaya, engkau pasti akan kesana. Ubah mimpi jadi nyata. Ku pasti bisa ubah mimpi jadi nyata. Ini saatnya ubah mimpi jadi nyata. Ubah mimpi jadi nyata. Ini saatnya ubah mimpi jadi nyata. Aku lihat cahaya di sana. Kini aku melangkah ke sana.
Beach, located in East Siantan District, Anambas Islands, Riau Islands Province, seems to be hidden because it is flanked by small islands that are quite hilly. The Selat Ransang Beach is on 244 hectares island. The beach is not so wide, but its position is really surrounded by clear water that has gradation colors between green and bluish. Almost every corner of the Selat Ransang beach can certainly be snorkeling and diving spots, which offer undersea amazing panoramas. Coral reef and marine biota at the beach have various kinds of species, and also the ecosystem is relatively well maintained. Selat Ransang Beach, you can do diving, snorkeling, and fishing. At the beach, all places can become fishing areas. But if you want more something challenging, you can directly do fishing in the middle of the sea. To go there, you should go by boat and have enough fishing equipment. If you do not have the equipment, don't worry, because you can still enjoy the scenery of the beach or swimming in the shallow water of the beach. Without snorkeling equipment, you can see coral reefs and multicolored fish swimming at the bottom of the sea with naked eyes. It is really an amazing scenery which can fresh your eyes. Listener, if you love marine tourism, please set your time to visit and have a vacation at Selat Ransang Beach. We guarantee that you will be satisfied. And if you visit Anambas Islands, you better explore the islands one by one by renting a boat or trekking to some islands.
Oh,
Lupat Island is a quite large island and covers an area of 1,500 square kilometers. Lupat Island has many attractive panoramas and natural charms. Tourists who come can find views of a small river that flows calmly to a large river that divides the island. The view of the white sandy beach can spoil and captivate the tourists who visit it. Lupat Island is one of the big islands in Bengkalis Regency, Riau Province. It is even larger than the island of Bengkalis, which is the central of government for Bengkalis Regency. The location of Lupat Island is directly adjacent to two of Indonesia's closest neighbors, namely Singapore and Malaysia. Even the lip of the beach is also directly adjacent to the Malacca Strait. Lupat Island is an actively populated island, so there are no opening and closing hours. The island is open 24 hours. The entrance tickets to Lupat Island vary depending on what tourism attraction you are going to visit. If only to enter Lupat Island, there are no costs besides boat tickets for transportation. As an island that is intended to be a tourism destination, several facilities have been built on this island, such as restaurants and inns. To get to Lupat Island, you have to cross by boat known as Roro Ship or Roll-on Roll-off. The crossing fee is 100,000 rupiah per car and 6,500 rupiah per person. The crossing time is around 30 until 45 minutes. Listener, to attract tourists, the Lupat Beach Festival is usually held in October. This is an annual agenda for Bengkalis Regency. In the festival, there are a number of competitions that are participated in by the local community, such as parade of ornamental canoes, kites, pillow fights, the heading boat races, and many more.
Forever. might be familiar with this sound when your kids are online. But you might miss some other sounds. Your child might stumble upon harmful content, bullies and predators when they are online. Pay attention to the sounds. It's not too late.
Mom, what's this?
Find more ways to protect children online from your local children protection agency or visit unicef.org.
Cinta tak pernah gagal jika dipelihara. Cinta bisa sempurna bila kau mau berkorban. Cinta itu anugerah, jangan kau sia-sia. Cinta itu mengerti, berarti arti mengalah. Cinta tak membuatmu menangis, tak membuatmu tertawa, juga membuatmu belajar dewasa. Karena cinta juga dunia yang nyata, anugerah luar biasa. Hargai cinta dengan perbuatanmu. Cinta itu anugerah, jangan kau sia-sia. Cinta itu mengerti, mengerti hati mengalah. Cinta tak membuatmu menangis, tak membuatmu tertawa, belajar dewasa.
Speaking of love and this beautiful day of Valentine's Day, who do you love the most? Make sure to send yours in our social media through Facebook account of Voice of Indonesia, Twitter account at VOI Indonesia, Instagram and TikTok in VOI double underscore official. We also have our email address in VOI at voinews.id and WhatsApp number in +62 821 2381 2130. And let us continue the overtunes with Cinta Adalah.
Tertawa juga membuatmu belajar dewasa. Karena cinta juga dunia yang nyata,
yang nyata
juga luar biasa. Hargai cinta dengan perbuatan. Cinta tak membuatmu menangis, tak membuatmu tertawa.
If you visit Ambon, it's incomplete without tasting ikan asar galala, the most iconic culinary in Ambon, Maluku. It is called ikan asar galala because it has been known since ancient times that Galala Village is a fish hunter. The basic ingredients of ikan asar are generally cakalang fish, yellowtail fish, or mackerel tuna fish, as long as the fish's texture is dense so that it is not brittle when smoked. Ikan asar is a smoked fish. This is smoked differently and uniquely. In general, the fish is smoked horizontally, but ikan asar is placed diagonally on the side of the embers that produce smoke to make the fish completely dry and fully cooked. The cleaning process is quite simple. After cleaning the entrails, the fish is skewered with bamboo and ready to be smoked on the stove. The smoking takes about 4 until 5 hours and is done in a closed room so that the smoke soaks into the meat until it is completely cooked. Listener, ikan asar has an extraordinary taste because the small fish is savory and the aroma is so appetizing. Ikan asar is very appropriate to be enjoyed with warm rice and sambal cholo-cholo, a typical Maluku sauce made from shallots, chilies, basil, and key lime.
Bye.
Kalintang is traditional instrument from Minahasa people in North Sulawesi. This instrument is made from special wood which is arranged and played by being hit. At a glance, Kalintang is similar with gambang, traditional instrument from Java. But the tone produced is more complete and a little bit different to play it. Kalintang is quite known among Minahasa community and often used to accompany traditional ceremony, dance, and even musical performance. According to the history, Kalintang has existed since the past and used by people for traditional ceremony associated with the worship of ancestral spirits. Since Christians and Islam entered to Minahasa land, Kalintang is not functioned as accompaniment of traditional ceremony, dance, song, or musical performance. Earlier, Kalintang only consisted of some pieces of wood, which were put and arranged parallel on two legs of the player. Then it was developed by using two banana stems. Kalintang has begun to use resonator crate since Prince Diponegoro was in Minahasa. Kalintang is made from wood which is cut suitable with its size and arranged on the wooden base which function as a resonator. The wood which is used for making kalintang is usually from special one, which is quite light and its fiber arranged to form parallel lines. The wood is usually from wood of Talur, Bandaran, Penang, and Kakinik. In the development, kalintang consists of several different types. The difference can be heard from its sounds which is produced. Listener, before we talk more about kalintang, let's listen to kalintang rhythm. consists of 9 types, namely loai or bass, sela or cello, garwa tenor 1, garwa rua tenor 2, uner alto 1, uner rua alto 2, katelu ukulele, inaeta melody 1, inarua melody 2, and inataweng melody 3. To play kolintang is beaten by using special sticks. To produce good sound, usually the tip of the sticks is given closed paths, like gamelan path. There are 3 sticks which are given number. Stick number 1 is usually used on the left hand, while number 2 and 3 are held on the right hand in between the fingers accordance with chord which is played. Like other instruments in general, kolintang has own chord which is beaten together. But for kolintang, bass and melody are usually without chord, but it is adapted with tone which is produced so that to play it only needs 2 stick. Today the function of kolintang is more varied, either played to accompany dance, song, or in the orchestra. In the kolintang performance, all kinds of the instruments are played simultaneously so that it produces fitting and catchy tones. But for professional players, only your 6 instruments are able to produce complete sounds. Well, listener, that was a glimpse of instrument from North Sulawesi. I'm Nuka Kusumawati, and to conclude the rhythm of the Indonesian archipelago for today, let's listen to kolintang rhythm. Thank you for listening.
Thank you. the party with ya.
Siapkanlah dirimu, tunjukkanlah gayamu, karena malam ini menantimu. Lepaskanlah semua, segala beban yang ada, kini sudah tibalah saatnya. Jangan peduli semua, apa kata mereka. Salah kita sebut malam ini, bulan tersenyum, lihat kita menari. Bintang berkelip, mengikuti irama, nada, melodi satu kita.
Bagiku untuk beraksi, kemisi alami bereaksi, sinkronisasi frekuensi. What we need right now is a party.
Jangan peduli semua, apa kata mereka. Kalau kita sebut ini,
yeah, hanya untukmu.
Voice of Indonesia with the news. First, the headline. OIKN said six pioneers banks targeted to operate in IKN by 2026. Maximizing technology, Pupuk Indonesia accelerates fertilizer industry modernization. And now the news in details. The first news.
The Nusantara Capital Authority announced that 6 pioneer banks are expected to start operation in the new capital Ikayan by 2026. These banks will support financial services and economic growth in the region. The initiative is part of the broader plan to develop Ikayan as a modern, sustainable city. The second news, Pupuk Indonesia is enhancing the modernization of the fertilizers industry by maximizing technological advancements. The company aims to improve production efficiency, sustainability, and supply chain management. This initiative supports national food security and strengthens the agricultural sector. And that was the news.
For the world you gave me.